Song Mei Ling, the youngest of the famous Song sisters and widow of the late Taiwan leader Chiang Kai-shek, has died in her New York home, the age of 106. Taiwan's foreign ministry relayed the news of Madam Chiang Kai-shek's death as the Nationalist Party lowered its flags to half-mast at its Taipei headquarters. She reportedly died peacefully while sleeping at her New York home Thursday night. Born Song Mei Ling and the youngest of China's famous Song sisters, Madam Chiang was raised and educated in the United States. She graduated with honors from Wellesley College in Massachusetts in 1917. She gained the title Madam Chiang after she married China's ruling Nationalist Party leader Chiang Kai-shek in 1926. She was famous for her grace and beauty, but academics say Madam Chiang is best remembered for her appeal to the U.S. Congress in 1943, requesting support against the occupying Japanese forces in China.
Like you, want a better world, not for ourselves alone, but for all mankind. And we must have it.
Ho Po-yin, a history professor at Hong Kong's Chinese University, recalls that speech in which Madam Chiang tried to convince Congress that fighting Japan during World War II was just as important as stopping Germany.
Her role in modern Chinese history, especially during the Sino-Japanese War, was extremely important. Her speech in Congress was quite welcomed by the general audience, not only the political leaders. She can point out the major issue, the ambitions of the Japanese.
Professor Ho says many in Asia saw Madam Chiang as an inspirational figure who broke away from the traditional woman's role.
Her role in the society, in the country, I can see avant-garde because her education background and her social role in all this women's association was quite attractive at that time because it's a male-dominated society.
Her supporters called her a vehicle for cross-cultural understanding between East and West. Her critics, however, often characterized her as a manipulative force in what became a corrupt and incompetent government. In 1949, Madam Chiang and her husband fled to Taiwan from China with the Nationalists or Kuomintang after losing a bloody civil war to Mao Zedong's Communist Party. Unlike her elder sister Sung Qingling, who broke ties with the Nationalist Party to join China's Communist Party, Madam Chiang maintained her political ties to the Kuomintang and Taiwan long after her husband's death in 1975. On Friday, Taiwan's President Chen Shui-bian offered his condolences, saying he was saddened by her death. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.